snotted down.
New Country Z100. Well, it's Montgomery Gentry right there with their version of Merry Christmas from The Family. And you hear a song like that, and as you're driving to work or getting the kids to school or what have you, you think, yeah, that kind of sounds like my family. Kind of crazy, kind of messed up a little bit. I've got Pastor Michael Ney from Cornerstone Church in the house with me. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Kent. Great to be here this morning.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. Thanks for coming out here at the crack of dawn. And we were just talking about some things here off the air. I hear a song like that about a crazy family situation.
Yeah.
You're telling me a baby Jesus and his family, kind of a crazy deal, huh?
It's an interesting story. It seems like every year we get closer, and in my family and your family, it's like, oh, do we have to go see so-and-so? And, oh, how are we going to do that? And,
right.
And I submit to you today that it is quite possible that Jesus' family was more jacked up than our families.
I mean, All right.
Let's just kind of think about it. Number one, so there's this story. Mary and Joseph received these divine appointments. God appears to them in a dream and an angel and says, hey, Mary is going to have a child from God. And so imagine the story of Mary going through town and saying, hey, I'm pregnant. It's God's. And everybody's like, yeah, I've heard that one. No,
right.
I've never heard that one before.
Right.
So let's kind of fast forward. Jesus is raised in a family where he's the outlier, in that, Joseph is not his biological dad.
That's true.
And all his siblings are mom and dad's kids, kind of thing.
Wow.
But then it gets a whole lot more interesting than that. There are two genealogies in the Gospels. You have Matthew's Gospels and Luke's genealogy. Both of them have a genealogy, and they're different. And some have said, oh, one's Mary's and one's Joseph's. But one of the historians, Eusebius, said, oh, no. Here's the deal. So here's the fun piece all of us have to understand.
Okay.
In Jewish law, if a man dies and leaves his widow childless, his brother was responsible to marry her, and their first child would legally be the descendant of the deceased brother.
I understand.
So it's kind of a cool way of God preserving family lineage.
I see.
But that's the situation that Joseph was raised in, according to this historian. So Joseph's real dad was legally his uncle. His dead uncle was legally his dad. So imagine your brothers and sisters are your cousins, and your cousins are your brothers and sisters. I mean, it's like, what? That doesn't make any sense. So here's the real punchline of this fun piece. Sometimes we find ourselves in a Christmas situation where we're like, if God only knew how hard, if God only knew how difficult it is for me to go to that family gathering, or for me to get through this, or for me to be in this weird situation this Christmas. He does.
He gets it.
He gets it. And how neat to realize that God loves us so much that he came to save us, like on a mission to save us from our dysfunction. And rather than setting up for his son this perfect little oasis, this perfect little family. I mean, he didn't, do the Leave It to Beaver, Cleaver, perfect family kind of perception.
Thank goodness, Lordy.
He jumped right in to a really strange, broken, messed up situation that had death and step this and adopted that. I mean, he jumped right into our situation to come save us. He does understand, and we can know that he loves us in a really special way this Christmas.
Well, I'll tell you what, it is the Christmas season, y'all, and you're hearing a story like this and you want to hear more. Why don't you go to cornerstonesi.org? I'm on their website right now. Y'all have a great website.
Oh,
like,
thanks.
I'm looking at it here. It's really cool. Oh, there you are. It's like a movie. Cornerstonesi.org. Now, for Christmas, I see you've got like a schedule up here, and folks can find out where they want
already.
To go. Yeah.
Yep. Because we've all have our plans. We've all kind of made our plans of when family's coming over, how we're juggling the work, a party, and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, over the Christmas weekend, 5 services, 2 locations, 2 different days. We want to make it convenient for people to be able to genuinely have a worship experience and still get everything pulled off they need to get pulled off.
Exactly. And no matter what kind of family you got, either the crazy redneck family or they're just the normal, whatever normal is these days, bring them on over.
cornerstonesi.org. They have a location there in Marion. It's the old Walmart place. It's right next to Sam's. They've totally revamped it, which is amazing. And then over in Carbondale on Giant City Road, it's the Carbondale High School you meet at right over there. There'll be people there to direct you and get you in and get you ready to go. Cornerstonesi.org. Pastor Michael Nave, thank you, brother.
Great to be here.
Hey, man, we appreciate you, and Merry Christmas to you. Do you get to come back again?
Absolutely. Back again? Okay. Next week, before Christmas, we get to celebrate.
I'm thinking we're going to have a hot cocoa bar in here.
Really?
I'm thinking so. I got to work out the logistics with management and whatnot. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Hey, it's 7:29 this morning. Kent and the Country Morning Show. We got a whole lot more coming up. Get those birthdays and anniversaries in to me. We'll get those on at 7:50. And Aunt Verna, bless her heart. You talk about the black sheep of the family. Now, hey, she's coming up at about 7:40, 7:45, whenever I can get her to answer her phone with the big numbers down there in rural Polk County. Time for the news right now. And Robert Teese, good morning, man.
Good morning.